From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Your favorite Albertsons may change hands. 10 Boise-based stores will be sold to C&S Wholesale Grocers if the merger with Kroger finally goes through. BoiseDev.com is reporting that while the merger has been stalled since 2022, if and when it goes through, as many as almost 600 stores would spin off to the smaller company. That includes 10 Albertsons, including 6 in Boise, 1 in Meridian. So we are talking about 1 at Hillcrest, 1 at 5 Mile and Overland, and the Park Center store in Boise. So what does this mean for shoppers? And with 3 court cases against the merger, the bigger question is, will this even happen? Here to answer those questions is Don Day, the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com. Hey, Don.
Hi, Gemma. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so give us just a quick background on this merger between Albertsons and Kroger, because as I mentioned, this was proposed quite a while ago.
Yeah, so this dates back to the fall of 2022, as you mentioned. And the deal here, where the companies like to call it a merger, it's not. Kroger would be acquiring Albertsons. We have written more than 100 stories on this because it's a fairly significant thing for the Boise Valley economy. And you hit on one of the most important pieces, which is changing of stores and who owns them and what they're called and those things. The other big piece here, of course, is Albertsons is based here in Boise, and it's one of the nation's largest grocery stores. And lots of folks are employed by Albertsons, both in the stores and at the corporate offices. And it's unclear what this all means for them. And so we've really tried to cover this. The merger was announced, the acquisition was announced coming up on 2 years ago, and it immediately met with resistance from all sorts of parties. Union leaders, for the most part, are against it. A number of politicians, for the most part, progressive politicians, although Mike Lee, who is a very conservative senator for the state of Utah, early on came out and expressed some doubts about this. You've particularly seen challenges getting clearance from 3 different groups. The first is the Federal Trade Commission, which has purview over trade in our country, which is embedded well in their name. But there's also been separate legal actions in the states of Washington and Colorado. These things have been brewing for quite a while, and the merger, the acquisition, see, I can't even keep it straight. The acquisition hasn't been allowed to move through. So what we're going to have happen here is a set of 3 court cases that are going to roll out over about the next 6 weeks. One is going to be in the state of Colorado to be held in Denver. One is going to be in the state of Washington. And then the third is the Federal Trade Commission's action, which will actually take place in Portland. And we're actually planning to be in Portland to cover this. Not my favorite use of time, but that's where I'll be coming up on August 26th as the FTC takes its case. They're seeking what's called a preliminary injunction, which would basically say you can't do this deal until a full trial happens later. For the acquisition to go through, all 3 of these court cases would have to be successful in Kroger and Albertson's favor. And that is a pretty big unknown right now as we kind of look through to see what's going to happen.
Okay, so we don't even at this point know if this is actually going to ever happen. However, let's take a look at what that would look like if this acquisition were to happen. Because if it does, close to 600 stores would change hands. Those stores, Don, would go to Kroger?
So it's actually more complicated than that.
Okay.
The way this would work is Albertsons owns right about 2,500 stores, and they're under a whole bunch of different names. Albertsons, of course, Safeway, which has some stores in Idaho, Cars, Pavilions, Vons. There's I think like 15 different brands. Kroger would pick up the most of those. Kroger here in the Treasure Valley operates Fred Meyer. So that's kind of their primary stake in the ground in Idaho. To get this deal done, Kroger and Albertsons agreed that they would spin off that number of stores that you mentioned, a little over 600, to a third party named C&S Wholesale Grocers. They've done that to what they hope would do to alleviate antitrust concerns. So you mentioned some of the stores here in the Boise area. We did some research just about a year ago and looked at, gosh, how much of the market for groceries would Albertsons and Kroger control together? And it was more than half of the dollars spent on groceries in the Boise market
Oh, yeah.
go currently to either an Albertsons store or a Fred Meyer store. Now, there's Walmart in the mix, Trader Joe's, you can buy a little bit of grocery at Target, Winco Foods, and then some others. But more than half of all grocery dollars spent is either at an Albertsons store or a Fred Meyer store. And that's just the Boise market. So what they did is they went through and in sort of a preemptive attempt said, well, let's look at each of our markets, let's look at the concentration, and let's try and figure out how we would spin off as few stores as possible while also hopefully averting the idea of a monopoly. And so in Boise, you can actually kind of see this funny pattern. They decided not to get rid of any Fred Meyer stores. That actually probably might have been the easiest thing to do. They didn't pick that route. Instead, what they said is, we're going to sell some Albertsons stores, and we're going to try and do it in such a way that there's sort of a almost a geographic buffer. And so the Albertsons store, like in Hillcrest Shopping Center, is on the list, but the one at Vista is not, or maybe it's the flip. Those two stores are really close together, and then they're kind of close to the Fred Meyer on Federal Way. So you can kind of like think about that on a map. If you own the grocery store at Federal Way and Geckler, and the one at Vista and Overland, and the one at Overland and Orchard, and you live in some of those bench neighborhoods, that's kind of your only choices. And so by spinning one off to another company, maybe it alleviates that a little bit, and you have a choice and you have competition. We saw this in kind of an interesting way in Baker City. So about 10 years ago, Albertsons announced a deal to buy Safeway. To do that, they said they were going to spin off a number of stores to a third party. Sound familiar? That third party was a company called Hagen. That deal didn't work, and Hagen had to file for bankruptcy, and they actually sued Albertsons in the process and said that they withheld information in the deal. Ultimately, Hagen was not able to make it work, and Albertsons got most of those stores that it spun off to help ease regulatory concerns back. And so we've looked at the Baker City, Oregon market, which is this super interesting situation where there's an Albertsons store and a Safeway store right across the street from each other. They used to be owned by different companies. Then they were one of them was spun off, didn't work, and Albertsons now owns both. If you look at the grocery prices at these two stores, which are the only mainline grocery stores in that town, there's a Walmart on the outskirts, but the only two sort of traditional quote unquote stores, the prices are identical. There's no competition. The prices are the same. If you want to buy an apple at Safeway, it's the same at the Albertsons across the street, which makes sense because they have the same owner. So you've got this dynamic where the government wants to see competition, and the government here is the FTC and these two individual states. Whether or not the remedy that they've proposed, these spinoffs, is enough is unclear, and it's hard to see what a judge will do here, and if the deal will go through. If it doesn't make these three court cases successful, if it doesn't get the judges to say, sure, you could move forward, there's a problem because they have an agreement that by the middle of October, if the deal isn't done, either party can walk away, and Albertsons walks with $600 million in its pocket. So the clock is very much ticking on this. If these court cases don't all go the way in Kroger's favor, this is very likely to be over. Not assuredly, but very likely.
So do we know, Don? I mean, okay, you set up like some of these Albertsons are close to a Fred Meyer, right? I mean, there's one, I believe, the 5 Mile store. It's literally across the street from a Fred Meyer. So one of them would need to be sold, right? Okay, that makes sense. But let's talk about the Park Center store in Boise. Is it underperforming? I mean, why that one? But also, I guess, why other ones?
So I think you have to go back again and look at that geography. So consider that Albertsons store at the corner of Apple Street and Park Center. The two closest grocery stores to that spot. So if you're standing in that store and you think, okay, where are my closest grocery stores if I don't want to shop here? It's the Fred Meyer at Federal Way, kind of up the hill there, and it's the Albertsons on Broadway. So if one company owns all three stores, that's kind of it. If you live in Southeast Boise, you want to buy groceries, those are
Oh,
the
that's where you go.
closest. Yep, you can go to Winco Foods downtown. But then beyond that, it's a bunch more Albertsons stores. And the other thing that I think is at play here too, we're very deep in the weeds. Albertsons owns land for a potential store in the Barber Valley area over by Marianne Williams Park,
Oh.
that I believe Kroger would retain. And so that also kind of plays in. So they've tried to kind of figure this out in a way that they would be cleaved off. Now, people who shop at these stores might be like, well, how's this going to work? They would get new names. We don't know what that name would be. There's actually a number of possibilities. The employees would most likely be retained. There might be some, surface remodeling to the stores and changes in branding and approach. An interesting note on this C&S Wholesale Grocers company, they don't really own a lot of grocery stores right now. They own a couple dozen. They own just a single pharmacy. They'd be getting a lot larger. Their primary business is wholesale grocery, which is their name. They have said that if this goes through, they will hire Susan Morris, who is a well-liked and well-respected current Albertsons executive, to be kind of the I think president or CEO of their grocery division. Now, what does that mean for Boise? Kind of interesting if they're going to hire a Boise-based executive who's been here a long time to run the thing. Maybe this spinoff is based here. We don't really know that, but and they aren't saying. We've asked. They don't want to say. So it's just really hard to say what this means for Boise, what it means for shoppers. Kroger, and I should really say this because it's important, has said that they need to do this deal to compete, that they're competing with Costco, they're competing with Walmart, they're competing with, the convenience stores, the Targets that sell grocery, anywhere you buy groceries, they're in competition with them. The government makes a more narrow case and says, sure, but the selection of groceries you even find at a Walmart is different than what you would find at a typical Albertsons or Fred Meyer store, which have much deeper selections and a broader array of offerings. Which of those two arguments wins the day with the government or with judges? I don't have any idea. I'm not smart enough to know. But they say, hey, we need it to compete. We're going to lower prices. There's some doubt on whether or not some of those claims are true, but that's what they're saying. And we're trying to put customers at our focus. And if we don't do this deal, we're in trouble. And we're going to find out, we're going to find out if they get the deal done. And if they don't, we're going to find out if they were right or wrong. But it's going to be an interesting next couple months in this sort of long story.
So, Don, in all the reporting that Boise Dev has done, would you say there's any indication that any one of those three lawsuits that you mentioned might actually stop this merger from happening, or this acquisition from happening, I should say?
I'm not a legal expert. I don't know what judges are going to say or do, but what I can say is there's three of them. Winning three lawsuits is tough. And in fact, Albertsons and Kroger agreed to put the deal on hold, pending the outcome of the action in Colorado. That seems to have been strategic in, I think that their thinking is if they can win the FTC case, which is the largest case, that the other two might evaporate. I don't think that's a given. The attorneys general in, I always love when I actually say that right, attorneys general, because I always want
I
to say
know,
it the
right?
wrong way. Like I sound smarter than I am. But the attorneys general in Colorado and Washington, I don't think you're going to want to give up if the FTC case is won by Albertsons, but you just don't know. So I think, whether or not they're successful, I have no idea, but it is really interesting because they kind of have to go three for three. And if they don't, because of this deadline, Albertsons could say, yeah, you know what? We're gonna give up on this. We're gonna try some other things. It's interesting because Albertsons under CEO Vivek Sankaran has really kept pushing. And if you shop at an Albertsons store, you know this. They've rolled out the drive up and go and expanded that offering. They've added new delivery options. They rolled out a new entirely new mobile app that I shop at Albertsons occasionally, and it's a lot better than it used to be. They have made some changes and improvements to their pharmacy options. They added a new branding slogan, this Sincerely Food thing that you see in stores. They've launched new ad campaigns. Like, even though this acquisition has been hanging out there for 2 years, they didn't just stop. They've really done a lot. And so I don't think that they have taken for granted that it will close formally and have said we got to keep pushing our business ahead. And that's interesting to me because I once worked for a company that was acquired, a TV station company, and I remember that deal took about a year to get through, and by the end of it, the corporation had kind of like given up. Everybody had quit and gone away, and like we were at the TV stations trying to move it forward, and we didn't have a lot of support. And that's just limited experience, but not every company keeps pushing forward as hard as I think Albertsons has done in the face of this possible acquisition.
So before I let you go, if I'm understanding this though, right, Don, I mean, no matter what, Albert seems to walk away winning, right? I mean, if the acquisition goes through, they get money. If the acquisition doesn't go through, they get money in their pocket.
It's the old sale, old saying, heads I win, tails you lose.
Yeah.
I mean, it does seem like if so you own Albertsons stock, and that's an interesting thing. Albertsons stock is underperforming the amount that a shareholder would get if the deal closes, which indicates that investors are skeptical that it will close. But if it does close, they get the money from Kroger and go happily along their way. If they don't, they get more than $500 million in the pocket of the company. And Albertsons has been pretty aggressive in handing out dividends to its shareholders. One large shareholder, Cerberus Capital Management, owns about 25% of the stock. That has declined in recent years. People might remember that they kind of controlled the company. They no longer are a controlling shareholder anymore, but they still own a lot of the stock. And so that's driven that strategy to issue dividends. But you could see a scenario where Albertsons walks away from this deal. They get the $600 million and they say, we're going to do a special dividend and give a big chunk of this to our shareholders. And then they win anyway. Kroger shareholders are in a little tougher spot because they have to pay the $600 million, first of all. And second of all, they don't get this acquisition that they say is really needed to help keep their business moving forward.
Okay, so at this point we are waiting. I mean, you're going to be over in Portland about a week and a half, and then it's basically waiting to see what happens in October.
It's kind of the September and October. The FTC trial should take a couple weeks, and then the Colorado and Washington actions are all also lined up here in the next coming weeks. And if a judge in any of those cases says, nope, sorry, we're going to issue this preliminary injunction, then it's going to be all focus on whether Albertsons and Kroger decide to move forward. And we're in a tricky regulatory environment. The Biden administration, under FTC Chair Lina Khan, has been pretty hostile to a lot of mergers. There's been this action against Google that you've probably seen in the headlines, where a judge found that they were a search monopoly, and a bunch of others. The FTC's record isn't amazing. They've brought a lot of actions, and some have worked and some haven't. And I would say it's not just the Biden administration, that the Trump administration also was increasingly hostile to some mergers. So the regulatory environment for companies combining over the last 8, 9, 10 years has been pretty tricky. And this is one of the biggest deals that has tried to move forward in the last decade.
Yeah, well, I appreciate all of the reporting you've done on this, Don. And frankly, I mean, there is potential impact to folks here in the Treasure Valley with this acquisition if it goes through. So we will, of
Yep, that's
course,
our
be keeping
focus.
an eye. Yeah, and we will be keeping an eye on all the reporting that you're doing for us. So we really appreciate it. So thanks for taking time.
Yep, thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.